Bishop FM.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Bishop FM. It's Roz with you. We're going to move into the last section of hopefully catching up with our interview with the Solar Connor Fawcett Trust and find out what's happening next. Because I've seen you've got...
That, isn't it?
That is.
I'm sorry about that. No, it's all right. It is hard to say that.
I don't want to abbreviate either. We need to know people that are getting the name out there. The next thing, it doesn't help with me.
I need people to know that it's Team Solent and Solent Connor Fawcett is both.
It's all of it.
Yeah, Team Solent side of things is the fundraising side of things.
Yeah.
The Solent Connor Fawcett Family Cancer Trust, that's the sign that will be on the charity shop. That's like the professional arm of it.
But it's good that if you tell people, because if they look something up, they might only see it belongs to Solent.
Yeah.
So if they see the full name, they'll know it's something associated with yourselves.
Like on our charity tins, it's going to eventually, there'll be on each side, there'll be Team Solent on one side and then the Trust logo on the other side. So people identify
with both.
At the minute, a lot of people will not even know what this is.
Yeah.
And that's why we've mentioned the reason behind the name, because I get asked all the time, who's Connor, who's Fawcett? Sometimes, like, I was in the day and this lady was, I know her daughter Katie, and her mum was sat there and she was talking about this Mark Solent, and Katie went, "Mum, that's him." And she was
it
like,
just goes to show.
Yeah, and she was like, "Yeah, I've just put some change in your tins." And it's like, and it's nice. So it's nice as well just to be sometimes a little bit inconspicuous in the community, because then I can see
more. Inconspicuous,
I can see it happening. It's an amazing feeling to be sat there to hear people talking about what you're doing and how well it's helping people.
So if people can't do or get involved in the huge events, you've got other things going on at the moment with your merchandise. And I saw yesterday, because people can follow you on Facebook, you've got info on there.
Yeah.
You've got Christmas cards coming out.
Yeah, Wingman, do you want to say?
What we've done, we come up with an idea of getting some Christmas cards, especially with Christmas coming up, we want to kind of do something for Christmas.
Yeah.
We looked into Christmas jumpers, but the supplier, the time consumption was going to be too long, so we couldn't get the turnaround in time for them. So we had to think of a few other ideas, if you like.
Yeah.
Christmas cards being one of them. Bart got in touch with Denise, who works at Whitworth Park School in Spennymoor. It's a comprehensive school.
My old school. It was amazing going back.
We put it to them for the kids up there to design us some Christmas cards.
Oh, lovely.
So we went up on the day that they were ready, and we were quite overwhelmed how many there was loads of cards to choose from. We had the idea of going up and picking three winners. There was that many good ones, we kind of picked three each, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we picked six cards. We've put them to print, and on the back of the card we've got the children's name, who designed them, and the school to go to.
And Snowball's printed. Massive thank you to Spencer Snowball from Snowball's Printers in Spennymoor. He's helped us massively, kept the cost down for us, and he's looked after us massively. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. So now we've got them ready. They're all out there now on sale. We've got six different cards in each pack, so there's one of each design. Packs of £5. All
That's
proceeds
really
go
good.
Back into the charity.
Where can people get hold of these cards?
At the minute, you can buy them from me or Mark. Or the school have actually got a stock of them, haven't they, that they're selling from the school. The pupils are selling at the school as well. That's Whitworth Park in Spennymoor. Obviously, the demand is quite high, so it's quite hard getting them all out there as quick as we can. But
that's good.
If you private message through the Trust, we'll arrange for deliveries and stuff like that for them as well.
Yeah, we're going to try and sort of get a few stockists. Obviously, we haven't got a load of time to sell them. But next year, we'll prepare a little bit better. There's another card as well. There was actually seven. But one, I can't remember the girl's name, but she made this card.
It was like a handmade card.
3D thing. It was too expensive to produce. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some presentation boards made for the kids. We're going to make a presentation at school and give them like a little voucher for doing it. And then we're going to sort of eventually get them to design a new Team Solent as well.
Okay.
Like a hoodie or T-shirt. Well, I'll go back to my wing man, because obviously he's chomping at the bit there.
It's all right, no bother.
They're
involved in a big way, the school, to be honest. The design and technology department, if you like, they're on designing something now, aren't they, for the Trust? We don't know what it is yet. They've kind of said, we want to let us make something for your Trust so we can sell.
Just have a free run with things.
So they're on designing a few bits now. They've also put some Christmas goodie packs together, like little chocolates, reindeer food, if you like, and stuff like that, that they're selling at the school as well. All proceeds are going into the trust again. Good for point. That. We've got Christmas hats.
I saw that when you came in. They're very good.
That was on the back of obviously the Christmas jumpers. We can get the hats a lot quicker. So we've got red and navy blue hats. They're £12 each.
They'll be rolling now, isn't he?
They'll be going into stock as well. What else have we got? Obviously, we've got the normal merchandise, the hoodies and T-shirts, vests. We've got all that.
You were
well
set up when you walked in today.
Well advertising and promoting today, aren't I?
And your wristbands, and they're
wristbands
still
as
around.
Well. We've got wristbands as well, yeah. We haven't kind of pushed wristbands as much as what we wanted to, but with everything going on, they're there. They're about in different shops.
Yeah. Once the shop's there, obviously everything can be
all
from
in.
There. Because at the minute, I keep having to apologise on Facebook. The support, like so many people want to buy these things, is overwhelming and very humbling. And again, we couldn't do it without people's support. But what's happening is when I go to work now, I can't answer my phone, right? I've got to put my phone
switched
in my pocket,
right?
So from 9 till 6, I've got no phone. Or sometimes I might grab it when I go to the toilet. So I might half read a message and then close the phone. Then when I finish work, I've got another 30 messages. So I'm missing people's orders. So we're trying to get in a position where, because without people supporting us, this would all stop.
Yes.
And I don't want people to think, oh, you can't even be asked to return me a message. So I keep apologising to people. But once the shop's open, all the Team Sullen stuff will be in there. Because the more towns and areas that we help, then they start buying them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spreading. Yeah, so, like, we get orders from every single day. People want stuff.
We've got these next couple of weeks to catch up on everything now, which is good, because we haven't got the events to focus on, so we can kind of focus back on the people's orders and get everything back up to scratch now for Christmas. So.
My problem is at work, like I manage a shop in Durham called Woven, and it's a retail, men's retailer, so now this is our busiest time of the year. So if I really need to be focused on that now, I need to show to me boss Chris that I am committed and that I can get the balance right. But off the back of that, like, we've had ITV in there. He gets a lot of press, and he knows that, and he has supported me. I mean, he's given me free suits and things.
So it's a nice balance going on with it. But you need to keep him informed of what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, so for next year, when we sat down, he's like, right, how are you going to run a shop and run this? So we're going to have to sit down and work things out and get the balance right so that it doesn't affect it. Because without him paying my bills, like, I'm knackered.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to be... I don't want to get paid from this. Like, I got a free car and I got a free bike, and we might get like a free pair of shoes or whatever we might get, but I need to work to get paid, because like as we're finding out now, there's more and more people. I mean, I've just looked at me a little bit on my papers here just to remind us on. We help earn a little lad called Shane from Cockfield. He's 4, he's got leukemia, and we've got involved helping the family, and we took a load of clothes over the other week because of his treatment. He's put size on. He's only 4, but like we've gone 4 to 6 clothes because he's got bigger.
It's all the steroids and everything, isn't it?
Yeah. So we helped, took some clothes over, then we bought him a new car seat. There's a little girl, Millie from Chilton, my mum Zoe. We're supporting them. We've bought Christmas presents and things for Zoe. We attended, there was a charity night in Chilton Club on Friday. Me and him rocked up as Batman and Robin. two bald fellas in tights with masks on. They probably thought we were going to go rob the place. And we got out the car, so pulled up in a bright yellow Beetle at Chilton Club.
And got out.
We look more like Del Boy.
They've got a yellow car as well.
So we pull up, I jump out of the car, right? I look in the bar, it's not in the bar, right? This fella, like, fella's just staring at us. So I look, dude, I can see people in this hall, but no one's dressed up. So I run back in the car, shut the door, and I'm like, Al, everyone's got normal clothes on. And he's like, go and have another look. So I'm trying to ring Zoe, thinking, she stitched me up here.
Mm.
So then I get back out and I look, and this bird comes out for a cigarette. And I went, excuse me, is there a fancy dress party? She went, oh yeah, there's a few in there dressed up. So we fly in, right? There's an Umber Lumber and Wonder Woman.
The Wonder Woman, that was it.
Yeah.
then we went, there's about 100 people sat there.
The best way to get... a reaction for yourselves and people to notice you.
Yeah, but we're signing autographs, right?
Because the kids loved it.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
So big
spuds here.
Batman. Yeah, so I let him be Batman, because I've been Batman, I've never been Robin, right? And he's a bit, do you know what I mean? He's a bit bigger than me. And I thought he can be Batman, right? So like, they run a fancy dress competition, bear in mind that there's me, Wonder Woman, and a lump of lumber, right?
That man, the fella chucked him out of it because he was too busy signing autographs, and I won the fans US competition. Yeah, but then this just little lad.
Is that one of your proudest moments?
Sad, but yeah. But then this little lad, he must have been old seven, came over and said, "You're not the real Robin. You're weak as a kitten." You know what I mean? His father was looking all right, he'd be getting a big right hand. But no. So we went there for Millie. Millie's six, got leukemia. Like, there's photos of me and Millie on my Facebook. Like, amazing little girl. The moment and the family and the rest of the kids supporting them and around it. Like, that's who we've been trying to help. So we sent them to Polar Express through the week.
Lovely.
And everything we do, we're going to involve as much of the family as I can. So when we're doing things for people, I'm going to try and get as many of the families there. Obviously, you can't like take the mic and send 20 people there.
No.
But the immediate family, and if there's like in Zoe's case, Lindsay and Joe help Zoe with Millie and the kids. So for me, they all go together. And there's a friend of mine, they've got a massive trampoline and climbing park in Aycliffe called Roth 59. It just opened up. Well, the Finleys who own it, I used to go out with the daughter Julie for a long time. So like, we're friends, I've known them all my life. Lovely, lovely family. And they've sort of agreed to support the family, so we can take families there as well now. So I've got no doubt, the more we spread our wings, there'll be families out there who need support. There'll be agencies and there'll be businesses who want to help as well.
Yeah.
So it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
It's huge.
It's frightening. It's amazing.
Like, from where we first started a few months ago to the details that you're bringing up now and the people that you've helped already, it's amazing.
I was in the Unity gym last night. I popped in because all this started from the boxing match, and I forget this. I forget that I trained for 3 months and I was spending my boxing academy, Unity Gym and the Lodge Fight Club every day training, and won the fight, but I just forget about that. And I went up in the gym last night and I've actually got, there's a Mark Sullen Award on the wall. It's for the top fundraiser, because I still hold that record for that.
Yeah.
But it's a record that I want to be beat. I want someone to get more than 21 grand because it's all going to cancer research.
Yeah.
But that award will always stay there, and it gets awarded to the top fundraiser. So when I go up there, it's like visiting family, and they ask me to say a few words. It's nice to inspire the fundraisers, and it's awesome that people look to me and like say, "Oh, how did you do it?" And they ask me things, and I feel part of it, because that's what it's all about. It's all about raising money, not just for us, for any cancer charity, even any other charity out there. I want to help. So if we can link them with as many different things as we can, that's what I want to do. There's two very good friends of mine, Stu and Paula Parnaby.
Yeah.
They're involved with Four Louis, which is a charity where it deals with sort of babies like stillborn and things like that, and it affected them, and they're patrons of that charity, and we're going to do something together. Because like us, as far as I'm concerned, is if we go, if there's a, we've done a cystic fibrosis one the other week, there'll be people in that room who are still affected by cancer. And I don't want to sort of take away from the main event, but I want to get involved, and I want people to know that we want to help other people.
It's great. If people want to get involved or they want to follow you, can you give people the ways to do so, like for your Facebook and you've got a Twitter account like that? The best thing to do is give everyone that now.
Yeah. The best way to get in touch with us is like trying to get everyone through our Facebook page. It's the Sol and Connor Fawcett Family Cancer Trust Facebook page. We've got over like 1,600 followers now, which is amazing. We didn't expect to get that high. We expect a few hundred.
Yeah.
And our Twitter page is @team_Solon. Follow us on Twitter. You can obviously message us. You can message us through there as well. But yeah, the main one's our Facebook page, the Sol and Connor Fawcett Family Cancer Trust.
Excellent. Thank you very much for everything. Hopefully you've managed to get everything across this afternoon.
I've just saying I've missed that out as well with the clothing and stuff. I want to say a big thank you to my pal Richie Gates, who has Ugly Duck Clothing. When we first start doing this, Rich, and people won't know this, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, he basically, the first lot of clothes he gave me for free, and he gave me credit, and he allowed me to get things up and running, and he did it because there's a lovely lady who works for him, and I'm hopefully they might be listening now. We're going to go around and see her. And she was one of the first ladies we helped. We give her some money to help get a new bathroom. She's having treatment. And she's from, not Willington, Bourburn, I think. Jeanette lives in Bourburn. Lovely lady, works for Richard, and we helped Jeanette through Richard helping me. And yeah, we've become really, really good pals. And his name, that's him on there, Ugly Duck. And just want to say a big thank you. Like, there's so many people to thank, but like, Richard got all this up and running. He helped me with that. And off the back of that, now though, there's other people who I will use for different things, because I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And at the rate we're going, like, I want to spread our wings. So if we use somebody for something in Newcastle, the awareness is there as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. But I just wanted to say that, because I don't think I mentioned Richard. But if I forgot anybody, I apologise. There's far too many people to thank. And I'd just like to thank every single person who took the time to tune in and listen, who likes things, comments things, donated. Everyone who continues to support us, because we really couldn't do it without them. Help, we couldn't. And if anybody's listening and they do need help, either inbox myself or inbox Alan Wheatley or inbox the Trust page. And like I say, and we'll try and help. And if there's people out there who they don't know whether they need help or not, if they decide that they do, we'll always be there. And I got a lovely letter from Macmillan today saying that they'd heard of what we're doing, so I'm going to have a meeting with them next week at Bishop Auckland Hospital. So our wings are spreading, and I'm going to link in with Macmillan and Marie Curie and all the hospices. So like I say, I'd just like to say thank you again to everybody who continues to support us and puts up with me, because this is all I talk about when I'm out. It's either suits or it's charity. And I flare my arms about. So I'd just like to say thank you for the support, because we really couldn't do it without.
Well, on behalf of Bishop FM and hopefully all the listeners that are out there, thank you very much for coming in.
And I drink
again.
Guinness if anybody wants to buy me a pint.
Okay, so it's Guinness.
Yeah, and we're both still single.
But you haven't said, what does Alan drink? Because obviously you, most of the time...
he drinks that fruity cider stuff. Oh, what is it? Dark fruits. It's not even proper cider. He doesn't even drink proper cider. He drinks like... it's like pretend cider.
I'm not as old as you, though.
Oh, Guinness, it's not Guinness, age. You know what I mean? Okay, right.
Pretend cider.
So if you want to get in touch with the guys, please do so. What we're going to do is we're going to take this off and put it back on a link through Facebook. So if people have missed it or couldn't catch all of it, they can listen back to it again. I'll do that over the weekend. We'll also put it on Audio Boom. I'll put the links up again on Facebook and Twitter. So if anyone wants to listen back or get in touch with you, all the details will be there for them.
Or if people want to get in touch with you,
They can come in touch with me and I'll get in touch with them.
We want to help people. We've got things in place now to help people.
Brilliant.
So from all the area. So like I said, we're helping one, Tracy at the minute, we're helping in Bishop, but we want to help as many people as we can. And sometimes it's just a cup of tea or a bunch of flowers or a box of chocolates, anything.
Sometimes it's just a chat.
Yeah.
Lovely. We'll meet up with you again, because we're rolling into Christmas now. We'll take it into either mid-January or the latter end of January, bring you back and see where you've gone and what else you've got up and involved in there.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome.
Sorry that I rattle on a bit, but...
We've definitely gone over the hour.
Yeah, we always do. Yeah, he said a bit more, didn't he? He's done well tonight, didn't he?
He's done very well. Thank you very much for that, Alan. Stand up for yourself. Stay with us. It's 105.9 Bishop FM.